Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced plans to review whether a Southeast Alaska wolf population merits Endangered Species Act protections. The plans are outlined in a document sent to be published in the Federal Register today. The document states that a petition from a conservation group to protect the Alexander Archipelago wolf included information indicating protections may be warranted due to potential threats associated with logging, illegal and legal trapping and hunting, climate change impacts, and loss of genetic diversity. The agency said it was initiating a status review to determine if protections are warranted. Tom Schumacher, Southeast Regional Supervisor for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Conservation, said to the U.S. Forest Service last May,
"I'd like to reassure everyone that we recognize last year's wolf harvest was unusually high and that if repeated year after year, could be unsustainable. Our goal is to ensure a sustainably harvestable wolf population while also ensuring that Alaskans can continue their subsistence way of life. Reducing or closing the wolf trapping season are options we will consider."
In 2016, Fish and Wildlife determined the wolf didn't warrant Endangered Species Act protections. Conservationists contend that recent federal proposals to end large-scale old-growth timber sales in Southeast Alaska's Tungus National Forest and to take steps to reverse a Trump administration decision to lift restrictions on logging and road building in the forest don't erase the concerns for the wolf, also citing their numbers and impacts from logging in the forest and on state lands and other factors as concerns. The Seward City Council passed a resolution recently authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract with Dawson Construction for the design build of the Seward Animal Shelter Project in the amount of $1,755,000 plus a 10% contingency for a total amount not to exceed $1,930,500 and appropriating funds. The resolution originally was postponed from the July 12th meeting. The current facility is deemed to not have enough space to adequately store food, medications, and supplies or house the animals it serves, citing it as outdated and that it's outlived its useful capacity. Also, the current facility has no indoor, heated, or plumbed restroom facilities for employees or the public. Councilmember Christine Casagranda proposed an amendment to the resolution that would have an interfund loan from the Motor Pool Internal Service Fund to be repaid over a period of 30 years instead of 15, as well as striking the interest rate in its entirety to pay annual payments of approximately $30,000 a year.
The reason for this being is I don't see any way for the animal shelter to generate an additional $65,000 per year in their operations, and we're already giving $1 million, so I feel like the rest of the $755,000 should be made affordable to repay. We've never done loans where we've charged ourselves an interest rate, and I really don't see the purpose for me to borrow money from myself and charge myself an interest rate. So that is the reason behind the amendment. And it does say that annual payments of approximately $30,000 per year, so I know I don't have the access to the finances to make an exact approximation, but I feel like that's pretty safe by making the 15 double to 30.
The amended version of the resolution passed, and according to corresponding documents, interior and exterior construction is set for March 2022 with a tentative completion date of May 12th, 2022. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.